Welcome to Steppin' Out of Babylon, produced by Sue Supriano. Babylon is everywhere. It's the isms and schisms not only within the system, but within ourselves. Let's unify, stand aligned, and step out of Babylon.
Hi, everybody. My name's Sue Supriano, and I'm really excited to finally have an opportunity to interview Walden Bellow. Walden Bellow, I've been hearing for some years, and he's always so interesting. He's director of Focus on the Global South, which has offices in the Philippines, Thailand, and India. He's also a professor of public administration and sociology at the University of the Philippines. So I want to welcome you and say how excited I am to have this opportunity. Your latest book, Walden, and you have a lot of books, but the latest one is called The Future in the Balance, Essays on Globalization and Resistance, and it's edited with a preface by Anuradha Mittal from Food First. Let's see some other books: Global Finance, New Thinking on Regulating Speculative Capital Markets, A Siamese Tragedy, Development and Disintegration, Modern Thailand. I could go on and on because, Walden Bellow, you've been at this for a long time and just are always busy doing lots of great things. So why don't you, if you would, please explain what is Focus on the Global South?
Well, I'd also like to thank you, Sue, for allowing me the opportunity to talk to speak at your radio program. And Focus on the Global South is it's an analysis and advocacy and what we call a capacity building institution that is based in Bangkok, Thailand. We focus on the ecological, economic, and political impacts of globalization. We try to come up with works that try to illuminate all the contradictions happening under globalization. And we also try to engage in movements to resist corporate-driven globalization. And we try to work with grassroots groups in terms of creating commonly the analysis. Not only the analysis in terms of the critique of the key institutions like the corporations and the U.S. states, but also what people need to do, what people usually call thinking about the alternatives. So that's what Focus on the Global South does, and we've been in existence since 1995, so we're now in our seventh year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's an awful lot. I would love to focus a little bit on the alternatives, because I hear people complaining all the time that they never hear what to do. I think that, you know, first they have to have the information about what's going on, and then we tell them what to do. But maybe we'll just start out with some positive alternatives to the things that are happening in the world as a consequence of globalization. And I'm sure you can sum up the